the funding structure for EU leader companies, and indeed for much of the products and programs that would be run by the Northwestern Regional Assembly, has been changed. Instead of ring-fencing money coming from Europe, one central fund has now been sent to Dublin, and the Irish government will have to proceed and divvy out the money from there. I do not think this is a good system. A lot of hard work has been done over the course of the last 20 years by people involved in Inishowen and indeed in Donegal local development in terms of building up the leader program. It supports not just the private sector, but communities all over the Northwest. And I, for one, do not feel that this new system being proposed will actually benefit people on the ground. I don't want to. It's a nationalisation of the fund. That's what they're doing. They're sending the money back to Dublin. And there's another issue because there's a shortfall in the fund. Up to 24% less is being sent over to Ireland in terms of this overall fund. So there are problems on several fronts with what is proposed. And I made this very clear to the Parliament this week.
You will recall a number of years ago there was some disquiet among leader companies when it was decided at government level that money would be dispersed through the LEOs, the local economic offices in each individual county, and there was a feeling that that was stripping decision-making power from your DLDCs and your Inishowen developments and other such leader organisations. You're effectively saying it's now going to go one step further and the decision is going to be taken away from the county and actually centralised in Dublin.
Well, that's the fear. The fear is, not just among Irish MEPs, but other MEPs, is that the regional assemblies and the leader companies and the county councils will be bypassed. I mean, we can't allow this to happen. A lot of key work has been done using cohesion funds over the course of the last 20 to 30 years. One thinks of outstanding projects going on in ATU's Letterkenny campus, where the ESF Plus funding is being used. I'm aware of other projects along the border in terms of Peace Plus, indeed, for that matter, too. But I'm aware of other projects in regards of the assemblies are involved in, Horizon research funding, etc. Now, we have to be very clear. I can't accept a situation whereby just one fund is sent to Ireland and the Irish government becomes the decider on the issue. That should not be the case, and I will oppose it. And indeed, next Wednesday, I'll be speaking to the European Commissioner responsible for cohesion, Raphael Fitto, when he comes to Dublin. And I'm introducing him to representatives of leader companies from all over the country, including some from Donegal. And we'll be making the case very strongly that the funding must be ring-fenced when it arrives here for distribution and for spending in Donegal and counties like it.